How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, you'll meet an Army officer whose sense of tolerance and fair play saved not only his life in a crisis, but that of a nation as well. But first, a word from your announcer. That's a very good idea. Now step with me behind the scenes to a frontier camp in northern Illinois. A few ragged soldiers are sitting before worn tents in a little clearing. It's a dreary day, and the feelings of the frontiersmen are as dark as the weather. Their nerves are on edge, for the wily Indian chief Black Hawk is so elusive. The forced marches and the privations of the camp have made them unruly. The next day, as the Indian fighters were preparing to fight to the death against the pesky red varmints, a stranger entered the camp. He was a poor, forlorn, aged creature, swathed in a dirty blanket. The soldiers gathered about him, their faces twisted into scowls and sneers for the Indian who dared to enter their camp unarmed. "Injun, white man's friend," he croaked, as he held out his hand in supplication. "See? Paper that talks from big white war chief." He drew from his belt a letter and handed it to the nearest soldier. But the attitude of the white men didn't change. They'd been looking for Indians. Here was one at last. No doubt he was a spy, perhaps sent by Chief Black Hawk himself. They swooped down upon the defenseless redskin. "String him up! Scalp him! Kill him!" So ran the rounds of angry words. In vain the old man fluttered the letter into the faces of his captors. The shouting soldiers made so much noise over their prize of war that they aroused their captain. Out of his tent came a tall, raw-boned, long-armed man. He was ungainly, awkward, and most unsoldierly looking. "What's all this row about?" His voice wasn't loud, not brusque, but there was grim determination in his eyes. His bony jaw was outthrust as he faced his men. He'd gained many valuable lessons in trying to teach discipline to this unruly band of Sangamon County volunteers. His glance fell upon the badgered Indian. Dashing among his men, he scattered them right and left. He placed a protecting hand on the fugitive's shoulder. "Stand back, all of you," he shouted. "Aren't you ashamed of yourselves piling under one poor old redskin? Leave him alone." The Indian crouched at the feet of the captain, for he knew that here was the only friend he had in the whole camp. "All right, Captain, what are you afraid of?" One of the ringleaders brandished his rifle and made a move toward the two men. "Let us have him. We're not afraid, even if you are a coward." The tall young captain faced his accuser. He began rolling up his sleeves, slowly, deliberately. "Who says I'm a coward?" The implied challenge received no response. The Sangamon boys knew the length and strength of those brawny arms. "Don't I get an answer from the brave boys who'd fight a helpless old man? I'll fight you all, one after the other, just as you come. Take your fight out on me if you can, but you shan't touch this Indian. When a man comes to me for help, he's going to get it if I have to lick all Sangamon County." And now, before the dramatic conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. The men drew back, mumbling to themselves, but afraid to fight the tall man who challenged them. The captain took the paper from the old Indian. There was a smile upon his face as he read the missive. "Boys," he said, "this Indian you would have killed has brought news that'll save your lives. He brings a message from General Cass saying he's on his way with his division to relieve us." The letter was addressed to Captain Abraham Lincoln. This is Knox Manning, inviting you to join me again tomorrow at the same time for another journey into the dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.